I can't believe it's come back, and we're only getting a little dose of it now. It's that MAFS, that Married at First Sight. That,
massive dilemma for me last night. I mean, obviously, I've been watching I'm a Celebrity, and the grand final was on last night, but I couldn't watch it. I had to just flick between because...
Well, you know Abby won.
Yes, I know Abby won. I watched
Tony
her win.
Lost.
I watched her win, but I couldn't... I wanted to watch MAFS, the grand reunion dinner. How could I not watch that?
And they're
love
all the people
that
were in last year making all the kerfuffle and noise that
Not just last year, but over a few previous seasons as well. Basically all the ones that caused controversy. I mean, there were a few of the nicer ones too. So obviously they've got to fill the table. Not all the controversial ones want to come back because they know that they'll probably get slammed and you know, cop it online. And that probably was one of the biggest things for me. A guy called, I don't know if you remember Nasser Sultan.
He's the buff dude who thinks he's 20, is actually 50-something.
Yeah,
and he
thinks
he's
right.
in a bit, yeah.
Well, I do think he's got a bit of a high opinion of himself. But something that I didn't realise is that he has been really trolling, online trolling, well, pretty much most of the other people that were at the table last night.
So trolling is having a go, is it online?
Yes, having a go, rubbishing all of the other people at the table. Well, he thinks he's a bit of a online a celebrity himself. So actually you've got some – and so anyway, they're all at the table and one of them called him out on it. And so he absolutely – all they were saying is, Nasser, here's your chance to say sorry for all of the vicious things that he said.
And that's
about
all I wanted was an apology?
Well, just an apology. Just own it.
Yeah.
Own it. And he just couldn't bring himself to say sorry. And here's what he had to say.
I was sending a message to all the trolls out there that you can get confronted in real life.
Yeah.
And it is not a pleasant feeling. To see the people that you've hurt, to hear them, he couldn't handle it. He put his tail between his legs.
There's a vision of him actually storming away from the table now.
Keyboard.
They don't want to hear it. They can all piss off. I don't need this shit. I don't need to be here with this some stupid reunion bullshit. It's not a reunion. It's an attack NASA. I'm not going to put up with it. And if I... attack them? Good. I'll keep attacking them.
I don't think he expected it, to be honest. He's a narcissist.
He brings it on himself.
Yeah, how do I get out of here? Do you know what? They're plebs. Nobodies. I'm a rock star. I'm the people's celebrity. I am Mr. Reality. I don't need to be here. So they can kiss my Arabic hairy ass.
Oh. Is this guy for real? Is that acting?
He didn't leave anything... No, it's not acting. I mean, well, now that you've seen that vision, Bilko, I mean, it's uncomfortable to watch.
And this is the reason I can't get into this show, because sitting there, like that dinner party thing last night, it was almost like eavesdropping on relatives who are having a massive argument. You don't know where to look or where to go. You want to leave the room or you want to slink away. And I can't handle that hate, that derision that's going on there.
Well, I guess, though, you had... I mean, I don't like to see anybody attacked, but I guess all of the people in the room were just, he's apparently said some really vile things about them online, particularly, and Cyrell, she's got a 10-month-old baby. He's come out on her social media and said that, you know, her relationship is just a publicity stunt.
Oh, God.
So she's pretty devastated that he's basically saying, well, you only had a child for publicity. So can you imagine someone saying that to you about one of your kids?
And she was happy just for him to apologise and own the fact that he said that and move on. She was willing to forgive him for that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think Cyrell forgives anyone, to be honest. I mean, she ended up slamming, throwing a glass of wine in another girl's face later in the dinner. So I don't know that I'd go that far as to say that she'd forgive him. But, yeah, I don't know. There's a big part of me that's okay with him copping the vengeance from the table because no doubt.
But
I just can't stand online trolls. I think, why do you need to do that? Like, you don't know these people personally. Can't we all just get along?
Online trolls are gutless, and that is the problem.
Yeah.
They sit behind their keyboard. No one knows who they are. We've copped it too on the Zinc page as well. Mm. People like to have a go, but you know what? If you're going to do that, at least own and say, this is who I am. I don't agree with you, and then you've got to take the heat that comes your way.
Well, that's it. And you know what? I guess in one sense, I mean, he's not faceless. He is saying it as himself.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, does he deserve any credit for the fact that he's willing to express himself as himself. He's not hiding behind some fake name. He's actually, I don't know. I was happy to see him go, and I was happy to see him cop it, because I just think not enough people have to face the music for their horrible comments that they say about others on social media. So
was NASA brave? That's the question I want to ask. 1-300-891-929. Was NASA brave for putting that out there, or should he just own it and move on and sneak away?
Yes, did he deserve to cop that hate from the rest of the table?
Tracy, hello, good morning. You saw it last night.
Oh, yeah. It was, he's an absolute tool, that guy. He got absolutely everything he deserved. He should have probably copped the wine.
Yeah, look, I'm with you, Tracy. I know it's uncomfortable to watch. Bilko, certainly you didn't like really watching that. But I don't know. I can imagine that all of the people that are sitting there watching that have been the victims of online bullying would have just been cheering to see someone finally be taken to task.
Absolutely. He deserved everything he got, and he was called out and he did not like it. And he'll probably go back to his little hole and he'll probably keep doing the same thing.
But what compels you to do this night after night, week after week? Doesn't the show just make you cringe?
Oh, yeah, some of the people. But you've got to sit back and think, God, thank God I'm not doing that. You know.
Exactly.
That's Cyrell. She's a piece too.
She's.
I don't know. I had to sit back and think, did they pay her to act like that? Because.
Yeah, that's my question.
I don't think so.
You can't be like that.
I know. It's going to be interesting to watch it. You'll obviously watch it tonight, Tracy. Well, they're all going to sit on the couches tonight, Bilko, and the experts are going to. It's going to be very interesting. We might get you back to talk tomorrow, Trace. We need to debrief tomorrow.
You can be our maths correspondent, but.
You sit here and shake your head, and then you're like, oh my God.
I can't stop watching.
Anyway.
Thank you, Tracy.
All right, Tracy, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Shezza from Noosa. You wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, well, it was so uncomfortable to watch. Like, I had full body cringe. And as much as I think everyone knows that, I guess he got what he deserved. He'd been given out exactly what he was taking. Mm. It was really hard for me to watch people just taking him to task. And
I don't know how he holds his head high. This is the thing. How can he actually be willing to put his face on TV? He can't even walk down the street without getting, I'm sure, you know, rubbish thrown at him.
Well, and even they were giving him a chance to apologise and saying, you know, he's like an easy villain, I guess, because they were saying, just apologise now. And he just flat out said, no, my life is the media. And that was a real.
Oh, he's got a great media career. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, he thinks he's a rock star, doesn't he? I know. Look, I think that I just needed to hear him just say, look, I'm sorry if I hurt you, particularly to Cyrell for what he said about her relationship and that it was a farce. And, you know, she took that really hard and was really upset because obviously she's got a 10-month-old son. I think if I had have just heard him say, yeah, look, I was out of line or whatever, because obviously the show would have affected him as well and he would have copped plenty. Maybe that's why he feels justified, because he's had to cop it, so he thinks, well, so should other people.
It's probably affected him in having dates and everything. But are you going to keep watching, Shezza, or is that enough for you?
Well, I probably will keep watching.
Yes, girl.
It's like kind of addictive, but yeah, I don't know how you can look someone in the eye who's crying and bawling their eyes out and still double down and say, I'm not sorry.
All right. Thanks, Shezza.
Thanks, Shez. Bilko, I think I don't know whether you won't watch it tonight, will you? Because holy moly's on.
Well, holy moly's on, but I might have to do the flipping thing. You're actually going to sucker me in just to see where it goes.